Think a minute. Not long ago, a famous movie star and his son were put in jail for doing illegal drugs together. A rather tragic father-son bonding activity. Being busted for drugs together. Like father, like son. Do you want your son to be like you? Our sons learn to follow our example, both by our words and by our ways. The things we tell our children we believe are important usually end up being the things they believe are important. Walter Reuther, the labor leader of the United Auto Workers in the U.S., was greatly influenced by his father, who was a union organizer. Reuther's father taught his sons at home how to debate major issues. Their father said, "It was no accident that three of my sons became leaders of labor unions." However, we fathers teach our sons far more by our daily ways of living than just by our words. Our son watches, listens, and learns from the way we work, the way we play, and the way we treat people every day. Since actions speak louder than words, our sons learn much more from our daily example. More is caught than taught. Someone said, "Till a boy is 15, he does what his father says. After that, he does what his father does." A young man told his father, "When I was young, I mostly closed my ears when you told me about right and wrong. But what influenced me most was watching you every day. I imitated what you were, not what you said." A major study was done of wealthy families with teenage sons in trouble with the law. Though the fathers told their sons to be honest, hardworking, and respectful of others, those same fathers would cheat, lie, and make dishonest business deals. So it was no surprise that their sons were in trouble with the law. They followed their dad's bad example and ways, not his words and speeches. So, Dad, ask yourself, what is there about me I don't want my son to copy? Do I have character worth copying? Why not ask Jesus right now to forgive you for not living the way you know you should and to help you start changing so you can walk your talk? Then you can have confidence and a clear conscience and want your son to be just like you. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.